I quickly told him I was looking for the back to one of my earrings. You know how little things like that will fall out of your hand and just disappear? It may go down in the carpet. It may just blend in with the carpet. It may roll under a piece of furniture. But you'll find yourself looking for some little thing. It may not be the back to an earring. It may be a button. It may be something even bigger than that, like glasses or that card from the doctor's office that says exactly what time you're supposed to be at that appointment. Or that one sock that has disappeared that you need for that uniform. Or the hair bow that would be just perfect with that dress. How many of you have found yourself looking for things at some time or another? Sure, we all have. And it's not just things like that we look for either, is it? I mean, if we're really honest in life, we look for all sorts of things. We may look for security, for relationship, for wealth, for prestige. We may look for comfort or security or promotion. There are a lot of things in life we look for. It even applies to our spiritual life. We find ourselves looking for peace, don't we? Or hope. Encouragement in our spiritual life. For truth. For faith that sees us through. We may be looking for love. Whatever it is we're looking for, it seems like everybody's looking for something. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised then that, as we heard in our scripture lesson, one day John the Baptist pointed Jesus out as he walked by. He had been looking for him, had found him at the River Jordan. We read that scripture last week where Jesus came to be baptized. And John said, in the Gospel of John, John the Baptist says, you know, I didn't know. And yet there it was revealed right to me as I saw the Holy Spirit descend on him. So there he is. Look. And his disciples, John the Baptist's disciples, hear John say that. And after he says it on a second day, when he sees Jesus walk by, they begin to follow Jesus. Jesus turns around and sees them following him and says, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Now, there are probably lots of answers they could have given. But instead of any of those answers they might could have given, they ask a question in return. Where are you staying? And Jesus says, come on and see. Come on and see. The Gospel of John tells us that they followed Jesus and found out where it was that he was staying. But more than that, it says they spent the rest of the day with him. Melissa Bain Sevier, who writes a blog post, has wondered in a blog based on this scripture if it might not have, if it was maybe the Sabbath. A lot of scholars think it might have been the Sabbath. Wonder what they saw when they followed him and stayed a while where he was. We're told it was 4 PM. If it was the Sabbath, they weren't going anywhere after following him home. They would be staying with him for the night because you didn't go moving around or doing work or whatever, traveling. Did they see him host the Sabbath meal? Did they see him with friends and family, just relating and visiting? Did they hear him teach about the scripture? Did they experience him showing compassion to someone who was hurting? What did they see when they followed? They probably stayed a while and probably got to experience quite a bit. Whatever it was that they saw convinced them, because we're told right off that after that, Andrew, who's one of them, went to find his brother, Peter. Well, he wasn't Peter then yet, was he? He was just Simon. He went and found Simon and said, "Simon, we have found the Messiah. You gotta come meet him. You gotta come and see." And as soon as they approached Jesus, Jesus knew not only Simon's name and his family, but he knew his character. And he said, "From now on, I'm going to call you Peter." Cephas means rock. From now on, you're going to be rock, because that's the character that you have. It must have confirmed for them what John the Baptist had said, that this was truly the Lamb of God. This was truly God's anointed. This was the promised one. This was the one who had come to take away their sins, our sins, the sins of all the world. As I said before, John said he had not known him before, but the revelation of Jesus' identity was clear to him when he baptized him. And I have a sense for Andrew and Simon and whoever that other one was that was with him. Many think it was the beloved disciple. That Jesus, the revelation of Jesus' identity was just as clear for them as well. They had found him, the one they had been looking for. What are you looking for today? As you come to worship this morning, what are you looking for? What are you looking for in your life? What's the deepest desire of your soul? Is it to be loved unconditionally, unquestioningly, deeply? Is it to be forgiven for whatever you might have done or not done that you should have done? For whatever shames or guilts or burdens you've been carrying around? Is it to know the truth? You know, they say the truth will set us free. What is it you're looking for this morning? Whatever it is that you seek, hear Jesus' words. Come and see. Come to this table. Come to this table and see the bread and the juice. Come and remember the Lamb of God who was slain to take away our sins, yours and mine. Come to this table and hear that he did it all out of love for us and for so many others. Come and taste the goodness of the Lord. It's so good that we might just find ourselves, kind of like Andrew, grabbing the hand of someone close to us and saying, "Hey, you too, come and see. Come." come and see. Come and see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.